Who can deny the greatness of God? But think about it. What gives sinners like you and me the right to approach the throne of His Majesty? It was through a revelation of God's goodness that you and I learned how bad we are. How can we approach the Lord when we know that we are unworthy to stand in His presence? Remember God's warning to Moses in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, verse 20. And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." So how can we stand before Him without being consumed by His glory? On what grounds can we stand before Him? We find the answer in the very next verse, verse 21. And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock." You and I can stand before God when we stand upon the rock, Christ Jesus the Lord. Faith toward God comes with putting your faith in Jesus. He is the way to the Father. John chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is the only way to the Father. Paul knew this, and that's why in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 21, Paul spoke of testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. To have your faith toward God is to have it rooted and grounded in Jesus. He is the author and finisher, the beginning and the end of our faith toward God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is the author of our eternal salvation. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. When we stand on the rock, we can approach the throne of God with boldness and confidence. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. How is this so? How can sinners like you and me approach the throne of God with boldness and confidence? We are bold because we stand on solid ground. We are confident because we stand upon His accomplishments and not our own. It is because of Jesus, the new and living way to God. Again to the book of Hebrews, now in chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Verse 20, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. In the book of Exodus, we read of a battle between the armies of Israel and the Amalekites. Exodus chapter 17, starting in verse 9. And Moses said unto Joshua, "Choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand." Verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse 11. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Verse 12, but Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Verse 13, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. When the strength of Moses failed, they set a stone under him for support. Who is that stone that gives us strength when we are weak? You know the answer. Jesus is our rock of strength. Psalm 62, verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. And God is in Christ. Jesus is the strength of our faith. And so, our faith is in God through Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. You and I will never stand before God on our own merits. This is the thing the Israelites of old could not understand. That's why the rock of their salvation was only a stumbling stone to them. They thought they could make themselves righteous by doing the works of the law. But the law proved that no one can achieve holiness by his works. Man must turn his faith from himself toward God through Christ. Romans chapter 9, verses 31 to 33. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Verse 32, wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Verse 33, as it is written, behold, I lay in Sion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Our repentance from dead works will do us no good if we try to stand before God on our own merits. That's just one more dead work. Don't stumble over Jesus trying to get to God. Stand on your rock and see God. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Our faith is in God through Christ. And that is why Jesus is the rock, the foundation, and the chief cornerstone of the second principle of the doctrine of Christ, faith toward God.